and the amphibian that goes on the water, in the water, on the land, has a shell on its back. That shell is its home. It's the sometimes they catch them in the water, great big mud.
Turtle.
You ever have the word terrapin for a mud? Or a difference? Is there a difference between a turtle, name of a turtle that just lives on the land, never goes in the water?
That's a terrapin, ain't it?
That's a terrapin. Some people call it that. Some call it a gopher, of all things. I've heard of a turtle called a gopher. Kind of a tree that begins like this.
Sycamore.
You ever call that buttonball or buttonwood or anything like that?
I never heard of it.
Plane tree.
Yeah.
Kind of a tree that would be nice to have fruit on George Washington's birthday would be
cherries.
And the kind of vine to watch out for in the woods. Start to scratch and get swollen up.
Poison ivy. I had the mess of that.
Have you ever had poison oak around here? Get it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it different than poison ivy?
Yeah, that's different.
Different looking stuff?
Yeah,
and different kind of...
It grows out different. That, ain't too familiar with the poison oak, but there's plenty of it around here.
Another kind of bush you might see growing along the road is has the red cone on the fall. Seems to grow wild. It's kind of pretty cone on the fall, beautiful red. We used to say it was poison, but I don't know what it is or not. It'd be
sumac.
And the kind of berries you might pick right now, I think they're ripe, put on your cereal.
Strawberry.
Another kind, you said you like blackberries. How about another one that looks about like black? Do you have red ones or black ones, huh?
Well, they're both kind.
Red
and black.
Red and black. I'm thinking of
red raspberries and blackberry.
Okay. If you eat a berry, you don't know what it is, you eat it, and you start getting sick, you might suspect that berry was,
poison.
The kind of tree that you get the maple syrup from would be the,
maple.
Which kind of maple, huh?
Sugar.
And you might find sugar maple trees in a maple.
Grove.
You wouldn't call it a sugar bush?
No.
If you wanted to go somebody asked you to go someplace and you weren't sure your wife would agree to it, you'd say, well, I guess I better ask
my wife.
Did you ever call her your woman or the missus or your lady or the wife? Or
I call her the missus sometime when I'm talking to somebody. But I get blown out.
How about she refer to you? She say, I'll have to ask. She'll say, I'll have to ask my husband.
Yeah.
Or never my man, the mister. No, okay. A woman whose husband is dead is called a
widow.
And everybody has a mother and a
father.